Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. Alrighty then, this strategy to become the conduit versus the storyteller is very nuanced, so we got to drill down here. The biggest difference between being a conduit and a storyteller is all about where we shift the spotlight. Here are two things conduits focus on that storytellers might skim on, but don't really go deep. First up is the big questions. Instead of just telling her story like most speakers do, Powell explored the crossroads between debt and finance and our personal identity. She highlighted insights that went undiscussed and against the status quo. So our next best step, find those crossroads. Second, the emotional jugular. By addressing the isolation and shame head on, Powell's book became a riveting account. She used the photography to show the normalness behind the tragedy. She forced the reader to question what we believe about people who are overwhelmed with debt. This was not your typical inspirational storytelling coffee table photography book thing. Now, why do these differences matter? Because storytellers make the point by tugging on our heartstrings. Conduits help us discover by making us think. The latter show, the former tell. By focusing on the bigger questions and the visceral experience, conduits can lead folks to reconsider what they believe. And that has a lot of value in the marketplace, overwhelmed with ideas and cool stories that we already agree with. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.